Earl, what'd you think of this movie?
I think that I learned that I should rent Mondo New York, and I might regret it when I learn. Okay, what I think of this movie is it isn't even clever. It was a ripoff. He didn't need to do this. He should have made another film. He absolutely had it in his ability. We see that from how he shot the beginning. I just think that he was... I think this film is a ripoff, is what I think.
It is a ripoff. It's interesting in theory. Like, if I read about it in a book, I go, wow, he took the first movie. Because the second movie, it was about the characters making the first movie.
Yes, so
the
right.
First movie was fiction. And in the second movie, we meet these sheriffs and these new characters.
Yes.
And then the third movie, these new characters are actually part of the first story,
right.
Which
never mind
is no longer
the second
fiction.
Movie.
Yeah.
This is a different universe in which we're having a new movie.
Playgirl magazine gets thanked. I think I like the second movie a lot. I like the end credits. The second movie really yeah. stayed with me. The first movie is good. This guy, obviously, he's a weirdo. And this is just a weirdo thing he did. And God bless him for it. Look, H.B. Halicki International released it. H.B. I don't yeah. know. I like it, but I would recommend, you know, there you go, in memory of Toby. Toby, you were clearly missed by your loved ones, friends, and family. R.I.P. Toby.
He's clearly missed.
I don't know. I thought the guy's kind of cool. I'm
the
sadly...
guy as a person is very cool. He was a badass. He knew what he wanted and made it happen. You know, he was everybody's friend in the community. He was the coolest guy. This particular movie, though.
I would recommend this movie if you have seen Gone with 60 Seconds and The Junk Man, which we did in the last 3 weeks. But if this should not be your intro to it.
Yeah. This shouldn't be the... Well, if this is your intro to Toby, you might get away with it because you didn't
yeah,
see the other
Yeah, because you've never seen that the car chasing.
Gone in 60 Seconds is the good film. It's yeah. really the good film.
I like The Junkman too. You know, it had some stuff
I
to
hear
it.
You. I hear you. Yeah.
All right. Well, that has been our whirlwind tour, the late H.B. Toby Halicki. Rest in peace. Rest in power. We love you. We love your film. What a crazy ride. Glad that it's on YouTube. What a kismet. Carl, we're getting away from all this shit.
Thank you.
No car crashes in next week's movie.
Thank you.
Yeah. So I wonder if these credits, like I remember a couple weeks ago, we sat through this credits.
Yeah.
And I wonder if there's anything new to this third movie that will be interesting.
I must be honest with you. I never watched the end credit. I really felt ripped off by this movie when I was researching it. I started to watch it and I was like, wait a minute, you know, and it really felt like a ripoff. So I did not watch these. I had to watch the end.
Right. But you know, we discovered this movie through YouTube. Literally, we watched the first movie and then popped the sequel, The Junk Man. And we said, oh,
yeah.
Well, that's what we'll watch next week.
It's more
and
of
at
the same.
End,
yeah.
Yeah. This one popped up. So we were kind of hoping for like a different film, like Junk Man. Even though it was connected to the first film in its own weird way.
Had I known better, I would have skipped this one.
No, I would have made. I would have said we have to watch it. It's a rip-off bad movie.
That sounds like
it's a bad movie rip-off.
Some all the munchies, thank you for nothing.
And now we've seen all the Gone with 60 Seconds, thank you for nothing. Although we should see the sequel. I don't know if I want to see the sequel if he passed away. I do. I want to see it.
So you... It will color your watching of it, knowing that the guy we're watching is not long for this earth, maybe months away, maybe
right.
weeks away.
I still watched The Game of Death, the Bruce Lee movie, where he passed away.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll do it if you want, but the thing is, it's so short, we really should give the audience a little more.
If we do a live show of one of those hour blocks,
oh,
we should.
Oh, that, like we did, and that's why you brought up the comedy festival. Okay.
Right, because we had to do our show in 1 hour. To comply with the festival. So
I guess credits are going to end now. Copyright
yeah, we're at, I see a website page. Okay, well, next week's movie stars Jodie Foster and John Lithgow. It is called Mesmerized.
Thank you, Michael.
Yeah, so we're getting away from car crash culture.
We're going to watch a Hollywood movie?
We're going to watch a Hollywood train wreck called Mesmerized.
M-E-S-M-E-R. M-E-S-M-E-R.
You tell me.
That's it. M-E-S-M-E-R-I-Z-E-D. M-E-S. Okay, I see Umbrella Entertainment.
S. Okay. I see Mexican Radio, Wall of Voodoo. Okay, Here we go.
Ah, interesting.
Umbrella Entertainment. I got it. Okay, hang on a sec. Let me go ahead and cue.
What does he say?
Radio.
That was a good song.
Yeah.
Eating barbecued iguana.
In here and Tijuana. You know, I actually have a Tumblr site called like World Party or something. Oh, 80s Tourists. It was all the white bands that had songs about other countries, like Africa and Mexican radio and China.
Interesting.
And it was just like, it was Pop Goes the World. I used as a theme song for Men Without Hats. But all these bands that like, oh, another country's a metaphor. All right. Anyway, so that's my Tumblr site. Okay, so we have Umbrella Entertainment, the channel. We are have paused the movie. We hit the link. We hit pause. We moved the timer to 000. Carl, are you ready? Let's do the countdown. Here's the mic countdown, the non-comedian countdown. non-celebrity, non-comedian countdown. 3, 2, 1, go.
You have great writing credits. Umbrella. I just filmed 30 minutes, and a lot of those jokes were yours, Mike. Including the old refrigerator.
Don't you?
And when I read comics, I don't read the thought bubbles. That was you too.
That's my joke. Why are you telling my jokes?
Because I love you.
Yeah, I love you too, but I'm trying to watch the trailer.
Sorry, my mistake.
Whatever.
Ow.
Ow. Oh, it's a period piece. There's no cars in it.
It's based on a true story in which a woman poisoned her husband and was acquitted. That's the dad.
Yikes. Ooh, baby Calvin.
But he's acting.
He's Chad fucking Lithgow. He looks older in this movie than he does now.
That's true. That's interesting.
Ooh.
That's a trick. Ah. It's a dream sequence. That's a trick.
Mesmerized. Oh, wow. Hey, Carl, this is our first Jodie Foster movie.
Yeah. No, we saw the one where they're all kids and it's the mobster movie.
Oh, you're absolutely right. What an idiot. Bugsy
Malone, yeah.
Yeah, Bugsy Malone, of course. This is our second Jodie Foster movie.
Yes.
And she has an amazing career. But you know what? Highs and lows for those amazing careers. And this one happened to be in the valley, not up on a mountain. But you know what? That's why we're watching it. So check us out next week. 1985's Mesmerized will be our movie. We can't wait. We hope you enjoy it. We hope you keep Mutiny Radio on. We hope you keep subscribing to our podcast. It's the end of the show. Why do I need to plug that? But definitely, if you haven't checked out our YouTube channel, check it out. We post these shows every week. Carl, as a guest, actually spends the time and produces a synced version of our podcast and the movie. So, Carl, anything you like to promote? Anything we need to say?
Go to carlsucks.com. You'll find it all.
Great. All right. Until next week. We'll see you then. Bye.
Let's watch a full-length movie on YouTube with Mike Spiegelman. Let's watch a full-length movie on YouTube with Mike Spiegelman. You can watch if you want to. You can slap Spiegelman's behind. LWAFLMNOYT on Mutiny Radio. Mutiny.
It's pronounced mutiny.
Mutiny!
It's pronounced mutiny.
Mutiny!
Oh, my turnoffs are guys who say mutiny.
Mutiny?
Well, let's watch a full-length movie on YouTube with Mike Spiegelman.
Mike Spiegelman. Oh, Mike Spiegelman. Men's behind LWAFLMNOYT on Mutiny Radio. Mutiny.
Mutiny.
It's pronounced mutiny.
Mutiny.
It's pronounced mutiny.
Mutiny.
Oh, my turnoffs are guys who say mutiny.
Mutiny.
Well, let's watch a full-length movie on YouTube with Mike Spiegelman.
Mike Spiegelman.
LWAFLMOYT. Let's watch a full-length movie on YouTube with Mike Spiegelman and Carl. Hi, Carl.
Hi, Mike. Let's watch right away because I can't.
You're like one of those producers where you get on the mic and he's like, oh, you're so loud. I have to grimace and make publicly.
Headphones, you know, they're kind of, we'll turn them down, Chuck. Turn down the heads. All right. The set headset.
You're listening to LWAFLMOYT. Full-length movie on YouTube here on National Public Radio.
On NPR.
On NPR. Affiliate. We are part of the American Public Radio Network, which is not affiliated with National Public Radio, but we do bring programming. We're on Mutiny Radio right now.
And we're not associated with Pacifica either.
Definitely. Oh, no. Oh, my God. Oh, was it? So we have a Pacifica in the Bay Area, and you're out there in New Jersey. Perfect. You have the classic one, New York City, right? WBIA. Hey, 730 words you can't say on TV. Oh, we got sued. Oh, hey, you know what? Abby Hoffman had a radio show called Radio Free USA on WBAI right before he passed away. I think it was that station. Anyway, hello, everyone. Welcome to Let's Watch a Full-Length Movie on YouTube with Mike Spiegelman and Carl. We stream right now on mutinyradio.fm as we do every Sunday, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 5 p.m. Carl, New Jersey time. Mm-hmm. And what we do is we watch an entire movie on YouTube in its entirety in real time. With you, let us. And we want you to watch the movie on YouTube and listen to us at the same time as we